when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Oh, I think you are giving glory to God. You can do it with life and power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, we want to thank the Lord for making it possible for us to be here. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning, for this gathering of saints. Thank you that we are not here by chance, but you have brought us, you have made it possible for us to be here. My prayer is, Lord, that you will accomplish the purpose for which we came. Let none leave here the same. Let us go back blessed and affected by this word. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together. Is there any reason why you are releasing the... You may be seated. Owusu, is there a reason why you are releasing the gas? There's a reason. There's no reason. To create atmosphere. Holy Spirit will come. Incense will rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last week, we began a series on how to neutralize curses. Amen. 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 Because curses, they are bibri. True or not true? Let me give you a clue. One of the signs of curses is bola. Is bola. Are you listening? One of the signs that something is not working is when there's bola baby around. Okay? So tap your neighbor, ask him, what do you think about where you are coming from? You see some places they even sweep. But after sweeping, all the bola has come again. Or it's not true. After 1 hour after, they can even do one whole morning to do cleaning. By the afternoon, it's back again. It's not that. There's something more to it. And sometimes when you have something that always doesn't work, something that is breaking down all the time, doesn't work, tell somebody, begin to suspect. Oh, you didn't say that some powers are fighting your prosperity. Amen. And that is, one of the realities of this world. And if you look at that, you see that many people are suffering under these bondages. True or not true? Ask anybody, did you have a dream and a plan for yourself? Ask anybody, did you have one? Did you have one? How many say, yes, I had a dream for myself? How many say, yes? How many are on course? Oh, at least one person. That your dream is happening according to your plan. Your life is on course. Nobody. Yeah. You see, look, many things are fighting us. Hallelujah. Many things are fighting us. And that is why what I'm sharing this morning is very important. Undo all your hard work. All your efforts at going forward. You will find that after checking 1 year, 2 years later, you are in the same place. Or maybe even, You've gone back slightly. Is it true? Yeah, even those who are in school. You see, I'm in school, so definitely first year, second year, third year, so automatically I'm going forward. Tell somebody, it may not be true. It may not be true, because after third year, I do it, you are back to where you were before it started, unemployed at home. You'll be amazed. Instead of university, back to home. Tell somebody, Shabaya. So this morning, my purpose here is how many want to do well? Yes, how to do well and how to overcome these troubles that we are meeting on the way. I mean, how many plan that by now I'll be married or I'll be driving a car, but you are still working? By now I'll be married, or by now I'll be driving my... Look, tell somebody, don't be shy. I know you had dreams. Tell somebody, don't be shy. I know you had dreams. Sometimes in our heads, because we too, we have dreams. We also had dreams and plans. Yes, we also had expectations that by this time we are somewhere. But it hasn't always unfolded to that reality. But look at this. You know, some time ago, I went to a very beautiful, beautiful country. I mean, when I got there, it's nice, beautiful, big roads, big cars, big shops. Tell somebody, everything was big. Big and money, baby. You will be there. You will be there. Yeah, very soon. But make sure you come back. And you see, one day, my friend said, let's go to church somewhere. So I followed him, and we're driving on the big road, wide road, about 3 lanes, 4 lanes going. We just drove on the highways, under the bridge, over the bridge, everywhere. We came to a junction, then we turned right. I said, hey, I'm in Ghana. I said, hey, I have come home, because I saw that the place was like Dansoma. Do you know Dansoma? I don't know where in Kumasi like Dansoma. I said, hey, I've come to my hometown again. Because, tell somebody, even where things seem to be working, these things are there. Amen? Even where everything is big, big road, big shop, big cars, and big houses, plenty money, there, this baller and brokenness, broken windows, poverty, people sitting at junction, dazed. Even there, it is there. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. And then my friend said, even in the nice places where you don't see the baller and things, he said there they kill themselves out of depression and sadness and sorrow. So their curse is a different trouble. It is a curse of depression. You wake up in the morning, I don't know what to do again. And then they go and take drugs. After a while, either drug overdose or something happens. And he said, even where it looks good, even this thing is still there. Hallelujah. So I want you to see that on this earth, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Tell somebody, heaven is not like earth. No, on earth, one tree, one fruit, once a year. That's how it is on earth. But in heaven, one tree, 12 fruits every month. Tell somebody, it's very different. But look at verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? What did I say? No more curse. Not that it's in some area and some area. No, no, no. There shall be no more curse. Why? But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want us to recognize that there is a place where there is no more curse. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a place where everybody is blessed. Amen. One day I went for a meeting many years ago in an office where about 15 were sitting there. And as we had the meeting and the meeting closed and we're going home, then I saw that, for the 15 people who were there, there were 15 cars parked outside. And then everybody got into the car and drove away. Ask your neighbor this morning, how many are we here? Ask him, how many are we here? And go outside and check how many cars. Oh, please tap your neighbor, ask him, how many cars are outside? How many are we here? It's not here that is curse-free. It's not here. You know, there's a place where everybody is blessed. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
Recently, I went for a funeral of, is it a lady? A lady who had passed. She was 90-something. And as I sat there, I saw her biography. And she had 9 children. Tell her, in those days, it was possible. Not now. Yeah, not now. And 9 children. And when it was time to honor her, I was amazed because all the 9 children were alive. All 9, they were from 60 down to, say, 70 down to 50. All of them were there alive. And tell somebody it's a beautiful thing. I said, some families out of 9, only 4 are left. And they're not 50 yet. So there's a place. Are you listening? There's a place where things are working. There's a place where things are working and everything is beautiful. Hallelujah. I won't say this one. So, heaven is a place where there is no more curse. Hallelujah. And Bible tells us why there is no more curse. Because God's throne is there. Amen. And there is a power that makes it possible for there to be no more curse. Something must drive away the curses. I was in a house a few years ago before I came to my house. And in that house, there were mice. Do you know mice? Mice, not mouses, mice. Look, they were in the house. I mean, I would see them zoom past, then zoom, how many have had mice in their house before? Ha, it's not easy. Those who are smiling, those who are raising their hands. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I bought this Coquilla stop. Then it caught some to be. Then afterwards, they became wiser. They won't be caught again. Then I bought a mouse trap. They will catch one. Then afterwards, it won't catch them again. I said, the mice were trying to control their house. Then I said, I have a solution. I don't like it, but I have a solution. Do you know what the solution was? I brought a cat. I went and got a cat. When the cat came to the house, 1, 2, 3, shoo, all the mice were gone. Clap for my cat. Though my dogs killed the cat matter. Clap for them. Yeah. When the cat came in the house, all the mice disappeared. Because the cat has a certain power to catch mice, and the mice know it. So when he comes, they all go. They find another house where there's no cat. I want you to understand that there's a certain power that is able to overcome curses. And that power can build a city or a country, a whole area where there's no curse. That power. Amen. And so that power, if it can build a city where there's no curse, I am sure it can build a life. A small corner of somebody's life where there'll be no more curse. What do you think? What do you think? Yes, if it can, I mean, if somebody has the power to build many, many houses, a whole estate, at least I am sure he can build one house. I am sure he can touch one life or touch one person, and let that person be a one who has no curse in his life, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. What power can change a world like this? Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Now, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works or of faith towards God. We are finished with. Tell somebody, as for repentance, we are finished. We are not going back there again. Tell somebody, after you repent, don't go back there again. Tap your neighbor. Tell him, only sin once. Hey, tell him, sin once. Then repent. Maybe you can see that again, but repent. Yeah, don't go back to be long arrears of sins waiting for you. And of faith towards God. Tell him, you must have faith towards God. I shouldn't be asking you, do you have faith? We have finished those things. Amen. 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 We have finished discussing whether or not you have faith. We are no longer worried about you. What do you believe? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in heaven? No, no. We tell somebody, we all believe. We all believe. So let's not go back there again. But what? Go forward. Verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Some people. This is some people. They are describing some people. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something called the power of the world to come. It is in line with the goodness of God, faith, knowing. It is all those things. Tell somebody, knowing God, knowing the word of God, having faith, all those things are also linked with something called the power, the powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's a world to come. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. And one day, tell a neighbor, one day you will die. The day you die, you'll be very happy. You didn't say it well. No. The day you die, you will be sad. You'll be very happy because you are going to heaven. If you are born again. If not, don't die. Yeah. Look, there is a place that is far better than this. The world to come. Amen. And there are some powers that are operating in that world, that has built a city where there's no curse. Everybody is blessed. There's a certain family of three brothers in a certain country beginning with E. And I tell you, three brothers who grew up from somewhere, all the three brothers are billionaires. Tell somebody, what a beautiful family. How many want to join that family? Yeah, go find your own family. But you see, there are places where things are working. Amen. Amen. And so this morning, there is a power that can make curses disappear out of your life. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Are you interested in what I'm saying? Are you interested? Yes. How many want to be free of curses? You want every curse to disappear out of your life. There's a certain power that can make it happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It is called the powers of the world to come. You see, let me tell you something. That we live in two worlds, this natural world and the spiritual world. And there are powers of this natural world and there are powers of the spiritual world. All these are working around us. Now, the question is, which one do you have? Which one is working in your life? Hallelujah. I want you to know that there's something, you see, everything that is on this world, there's a comparable one in the heavenlies. And that one, that power in the heavenlies is what is able to bring us to the place where the powers of the curses are broken. Hallelujah. Amen. And this morning, I want us to discover how to break the powers of curses that are operating in this life. You know, the powers of the world to come, they are very different from the powers of this earth. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who don't believe, but to those who believe, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. I want us to draw a distinction this morning to know that the powers of the world to come are very different from the powers of this earth. You know, in James chapter 3, it says there's wisdom from above that is earthly, sensual, and fleshly. And there's the wisdom from heaven. And that is what? Gentle, kind, peace. You see, the powers of this world are very different from the powers of the world to come. This is where you have to be careful, because they are almost opposites. You have to be very careful here as I'm speaking. Are you listening to me, young ladies? They are almost opposites, because the powers, what on earth is we call power, the powers of the world to come, we on earth will call weakness. We will call weakness, because Jesus said, I have great power to get down off the cross. And he proved it by raising the dead, walking on water, multiplying food. He said, I have power. But when it came to showing power, you see, you, if you were on the cross, wouldn't you get down? How many would have gotten down off the cross if you had power and you were on the cross and they were beating you? What would you do? Just jump down and beat them on and walk home. Ah, straight away. I mean, and you see, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the soldiers came and they were looking for Jesus, he said, I am he. They all fell down. They all fell down. I mean, he had the power. But the power of heaven in the eyes of men is like weakness. It's like weakness. For example, the wisdom of God, it's to men, it's like foolishness. Because God in his wisdom chose preaching to bring salvation. And to men, what is preaching? To men, it is foolishness. Men want power. The Greeks seek a sign. And the Jews look for wisdom. Men want something reasonable to believe. Why? How can I go to heaven by just talking? What kind of thing? You see, to men, God's wisdom is foolishness. And in the same way, Are you listening? The power that is from above to men is like weakness. And that is why so many of us, Tapiodiba, I think he's talking to you. So many of us do not use the power of the world to come, because to you, it's like weakness and it's foolishness. And so I want another way to show how to do well in this life. Are you here this morning? Yes. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The power that has, what has the power to remove curses out of your life? To many of us, that thing you think is weakness. And therefore, you are not interested in that power. Because I don't see how weakness will help me. Rather, I want strength. Yeah, if you won't believe it, once I went to the gym to do bodybuilding. Yes, many years ago. I didn't want to be like this. I wanted to be like this or like this. I wasn't like this. But it didn't work. It didn't work. No, because on earth, we want power. True or not true? Yes. So what seems to not bring power but brings weakness, we are not interested. And that is why for many of us, you are not overcoming the curses that are reigning around us. I don't know what your family have done, what you have done, but where we are living is not well with us. I won't say it's cursed. I'll say it's not well with us, where we are living, how we are managing. Look, ask your neighbor, are you doing well? Ask your neighbor. Please ask your neighbor, are you doing well? Have you paid all your bills? Do you have savings? Is your pocket money, is your salary increasing? Are you going ahead? Please tap your neighbor and ask him, hold the address and ask him, please. I'm just checking on. Are you doing well? Have you got money, savings? Are you building a house, 5-bedroom mansion, air conditioned? Do you have ticket to fly to America and come back by next week? Are you doing well? Not yet. Not yet. Hallelujah. The powers of the world to come in our eyes as people, they often look like foolishness. Hallelujah. And so this morning, I want to show you one power. Amen. Just one power of the world to come and how that power can bring blessings. And that power can cancel curses. Amen. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Do you know what that power is? Do you know what that power is? I will tell you, that power in your eyes, it may look like foolishness. In your eyes, it may seem like weakness. How can, when I'm looking for strength, you're either offering me this. I want to pass my exam, and you're telling me, let's go watch films. Is it good advice? I want to go to America, you're saying, let's go and chop all the money. Is it good advice? So what I'm giving to you this morning, you may not be sure is good advice because you are thinking that, but this is the opposite of what I'm looking for. But that is exactly what I'm presenting to you, the powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. There are many of them. And the first one this morning is the power of sacrifice. Hallelujah. The power of sacrifice. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. I didn't hear a loud amen. The power of sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Look, tell somebody, you must come with a Bible and a notebook because you don't remember all I have said. Sacrifice is this. Are you writing? Write carefully. Sacrifice. The act of giving up something valuable. Something of value, something valuable, of giving it up for the sake of something else that you regard as more important or more worthy. Hallelujah. That's the sacrifice, to give up something of value for something that is more important or more worthy. Now, listen. Sacrifice has the power to bring blessings. Jesus, look, the most important calendar event on our calendar is not Christmas when Jesus was born, but Easter when he died. It was his death that saved us, not his birth. Amen. It was Jesus' dying on the cross, because in dying, cursed is he who hung on the tree, that he might take away our curse. So in his dying is how we are saved. So sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice is what actually saved us. Genesis 22. Genesis 22. Let me show you what giving up something is. Verse 16. Genesis 22, Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and not withheld thy son, thy only son. How many know this story? You know this story where Abraham went to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son Isaac, his only son, the son he had waited 25 years to born. And finally the boy had come. And then God told him, go to the mountain and sacrifice your son. And Abraham didn't say no. He said, yes, I will do so. And he went to the mountain. And God said, because, you see, he didn't kill the son. But God said, in obeying, you have proven to me that you will do it. And he said, in blessing, because you have sacrificed your son, which he didn't do, in blessing, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In blessing, I will bless you and multiply thy seed. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 8. Chapter 8. And verse 20. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord. This is, again, too, I hope you know this story. After the flood, when Noah had been in the boat on the waters, the flood had ended, and now he had finally come to the earth. And he built, when he came off the boats, the first thing he did was he built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered a burnt offering on the Lord. It says he sacrificed them to the Lord. Verse 21. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor and said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man is evil. Man is bad. But God said that I will not curse the world anymore. Why? Because of the sacrifice of Noah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, I want us to listen to something. One of the greatest keys that you can exercise. Are you listening? Are you listening? One of the greatest keys you can exercise to break every curse, every hardship, every difficulty in your life is the key of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Is the key of giving up something that is yours to get something that you want very much. Hallelujah. Now, many of us are not at all minded to sacrifice for two reasons. Number one, pinch your neighbor small. Tell them you like your skin. You don't want pain at all. I mean, as they come to pinch you, you are trying to move away. Look, one day I went for an injection. I was in Tamale. We have to go for CSM injection every year or every 2 years. I forgot it. We have to go for the injection. And when we went there, I went with my boys. So I had to be a man because the boys are there. If I'm out shouting, what will they do? So I said, they'll do me first. So they brought myself. I had to make myself hard and strong. And then they gave the injection to Adish. But I didn't mind the man, the nurse, you know, and I just took it. And then they called the boys next. And then they called them. Then they all stood there. They took it. While we were there, then they brought a man. Another man was there. They come to give an injection. I said, man, be careful. Man said, be careful. As they were coming, he was going away. Be careful. Yes, nurse, take your time. I said, hey, Mr. Man, collect the injection and let's be free. He was just running away. And then he was, when they come, he'll move. Look, some people like their skin. Tap your neighbor. I think you are one of those people too. Even when it comes to fasting, how many can fast easily? Oh, how many can? There's always one person who can fast easily. Yes, two, they can fast easily. Three, They can fast easily. But you like food. I said you like food. Even when you are fasting, you break for lunch and continue to fast after lunch. True or not true? How many have gone to all night? Then the all night, you went to find a corner to sleep. Then you woke up and came back to continue the all night. Can I see your hand? Yeah, because we like our skins. We don't want trouble at all. We don't want any pain. In fact, our aim is anti-pain. True or not true? So anything, when we see pain here, we pass and go here. That is the mistake you are making. Because that pain that comes from sacrifice, that is the beginning of all your blessings. Amen. I said amen. That pain you are avoiding is the beginning of all your blessings. And because you are running away from that pain, your poverty is continuing. And your troubles are continuing. And you are trying to use all the other powers to escape the poverty. But those other powers are the powers of this earth. So they have no power to overcome curses. The powers you are using, education, hard work, running all night, doing night shift, trying to go to London, America, all those powers you are using are powers of this earth. They do not have the power to overcome curses. They just postpone them or just press pause, but they just come back again very, very soon. As graduates, you find many graduates don't have jobs. Many graduates, I heard yes somewhere, many graduates have finished school long ago. They are still working. They are still working. They have gone to school, university, they have paid school fees. They can't buy a car. Ask your neighbor, are you a graduate? Ask your neighbor, are you a graduate? Show me your car. Say, you have finished school, I'll be brave. You don't have anything. Yes. Those things don't have the power to break. What has the power to change your life is the power of the world to come. And the first one is the power of sacrifice. Power of sacrifice. And many of us are not mindful to sacrifice. And that is why you are continuing in the situation where you find yourself. You are working hard. Mr. Yeboah, you are working hard, trying hard, doing your best. But you see, it's not changing. You see, it's not changing. Jacob, you have worked hard at your farm. Work. But it's not changing. True or not true? I've been there how many years now? 7 years. 7 years of laboring at something. What have we seen after 7 years? Thank you for my answer. Shelley, after working, look, people have worked for years. Nurses, doctors, teachers, they have worked for years. After all those years of working, how many are rich? How many are rich? Look around. Go to GES head office, the head office, and see how many they have money. Go to any place and see. People have worked for years and years and years and years, but still they have nothing. Do you know why? Because they are using the power of this world. And the power of this world cannot overcome their curses. They are still with us. They are still with us. We have done everything. They are still with us. Look, we have built this nice place. We have tried to make the place nice. Look at the curses still. Look at the broken tiles. All the trouble still here. All the broken tiles. We have tried to make here nice. Look at the trouble we are still facing. The human powers do not overcome the curse. That's why I'm giving you one key, one clue this morning. One power from the world to come is the power of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power of sacrifice. If, listen to me, if you are able to sacrifice something, you'll be amazed at seeing that curses in your life are being broken automatically. God said, when he smelled the incense, I will no longer curse. And God told Abraham, I have seen your sacrifice. I have seen that you are willing to sacrifice. I will bless you. I will bless you. Many of us, as we are sitting here, you cannot tell me what sacrifice, even one sacrifice you have made for God. I didn't say come to church. I said you cannot tell me what sacrifice you have made for God. Many of us, you see, there's somebody, there are some people who coming to church is a sacrifice. Because some of them, they grew up in a family where there's no God, no church. And for them, Sunday is not God at all. It's other things. For such a person to force and come to church is a great move. But for many of us, we are born into a family where we have known God, been in church for many years. Maybe some 3-4 years ago, coming to church on a Sunday for you would be a sacrifice. Not now. Maybe once to be a sacrifice. Now you are an experienced Christian. You are born again for many years now. Now you have been around for some time. So that thing which was once a sacrifice is no longer a sacrifice. Now it is your normal life. That is why, please ask your neighbor, tell me one sacrifice you are doing for Jesus. Ask him, tell me one sacrifice. You find that they can't even name one. You can't even name one. Amen. Amen. And that is why we seem to be going around in circles. We are trying our best to move forward in life. But somehow, we find that we are not any better off. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to show you something. By a sacrifice that you will make for God. Remember, where there's no curse, God, the throne of God is there. And God is in charge. He is there. One, you must this morning decide and plan to make one sacrifice. Not make one, only one, but begin to make a sacrifice for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you try that one, you'll be amazed that suddenly things will begin to change in your life. Amen. Amen. There are many sacrifices that we can make, that I can take us through. Many of them, different sacrifices. But as we are talking about overcoming the curses and moving forward into having more things, the one sacrifice that brings abundance is John chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 23. John chapter 12 and verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Then he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruits." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as you remain alive, living your life as you choose, as you please, you will remain alone. But when you choose to die and give up your life for something, you'll be amazed to see that you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Last week, I met some people. I told them, bring somebody to church. Where are those people? Are they here this morning? How many were here last week? You came up. Can I see your hand? Raise your hand well. You came up. Did you bring somebody? You brought somebody. Did you bring somebody? No, Jacob, you are continuing in your this thing. Who brought somebody? You brought somebody. Beautiful. One. Only one person. Only one. Look, there were about 20 people lined up here last week, Sunday, all promising and raising their hand that they are going to bring somebody to church. Only one young lady has been able to. Was it easy to bring her? It wasn't easy. You had to do some kululu and manipulations and wrapping her, giving her chocolate ice cream, Fanta, meat pie, dope fruits. Just to come to church. Maybe not you, but the others. chocolate, meat pie, ice cream, both fruit, Coca-Cola, and kebab just to come to church. How many have tried calling somebody? The person didn't come. Can I see? Yeah, they don't come. It takes great efforts. It takes great efforts. And sometimes you may have to even wake up early and go and call the person. Look, before you bring one person to Christ there, you pay a price. That's the sacrifice many of us can't make. Wake up early. You know, some of our brothers, they leave their wives at home and go to an area to gather people for church. Leave his wife and children. He has 3 or 4 children. Leave them at home. And has gone alone with his wife. She should come. You are a big girl now. You can born children. Can't you walk? Come in the children. And he has gone ahead to gather people and bring them to church. Won't he be blessed? That's why he's almost finished his house. Amen. Listen, tell your neighbor, to see a breakthrough in your life, you must sacrifice something. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. I didn't hear a loud amen. Amen. And you see, as you continue behaving and doing the same old thing, do you know what you will have? The same results. As you are now, I can promise you that nothing is going to change much unless you change something in your life. You just grow old as you are. You will see some people, they were young and they are now old. They have seen the same balancing budgets, counting costs, going to the supermarket, look at the Coca-Cola, look at the chocolate, and just look at it, say, one day. When will the one day come? When can you go into a shop and say, give me all of some? When can that thing happen? You are growing older and older. When can you go and buy one whole chicken, sit down and eat it and throw away the bones? You are eating the bones even now as the thing is. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of us, can you not see that your life is not changing? And that is why I'm saying what will change your life radically is a sacrifice. And the current sacrifice you can make is be a soul winner. Be a what? Soul winner. Be somebody. You see, it says what? The Lamb, the throne of God is there. Where God is king. Where God has sent us out to go and win souls. Not the winning souls. Do you know why we don't do it? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And sometimes it's even disgraceful. As you go and call that person, they won't mind you. As you go, you just see failure. So we try one, then we give up. Try one, then we give up. And that's why your life doesn't go forward. Yeah, in the same place. There is no sacrifice to break you out of your situation. Hallelujah. All those who were here yesterday, last week, only one young lady has brought somebody to church. Clap for her. Oh. Clap for her. Somebody can themselves. Come and shake my hand. And for doing so well. What a blessing. See me after church. I'll give you a book. Yes. See me after church. Oh, the whole row of people. And you see, one day in the future, when you see this young lady driving a nice car, you say, hey, where's the money from? Some man be with a big pot belly has come to give her money. Tell your bad mind. One day when she's traveling abroad, you say she's lucky, pa. She's got some little job. No. Seeds she has sown today, they will bear fruit in life. Sacrifices she has made today to bring one soul. Tomorrow, let's make it 2. Don't give up. Go. I said 4, remember. So this is 1. Left 3. Don't give up. You have begun well. Press on. 2, 3, and 4. I will help you. Okay, yes, clap for her again. Yeah, left 2. As you are coming, tell yourself, shame on me. I've come with 10 fingers to church. Yeah, you didn't. And that is why we are trying, but not seeing much headway. Look, very few of us are lazy, except 1 or 2. I don't want to call their names. Very few of us are lazy. Most of us are hardworking. But still, no progress. Try sacrifice. Amen. Try to sacrifice your time and your energy. Not your money is down the line. Your money is down. Your energy, your time is high up. Try that one first. Then we'll see what God will do for you. You'll be amazed. My sister, you'll be amazed. Things will begin to work. You wonder that, hey, what is happening? It is the blessings of God that are activated in your life. As the corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it bears much fruit. You will bear much fruit. Put your hands together this morning. Shall we stand to our feet? This morning, I want to pray for somebody who will say that I will sacrifice. I want to pray for somebody who says that, listen, I can see that I'm not doing well. I will sacrifice. You are here and your mind is, I will sacrifice. Lift your right hand. I want to pray for you. I will sacrifice. I will sacrifice. Put your hand down. Don't lift your hand if you won't sacrifice. It's not that I want hands to go up or I'm looking for someone to support my preaching. I'm looking for somebody who will sacrifice and say, I will obey God in the days to come. You are here and you will sacrifice to serve God. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. You will sacrifice and obey God. Come to the front. I want to pray for you. Come to the front. I will sacrifice and I will bring somebody. Don't mind. Don't just come and line up. I will sacrifice. Yes, that is the only way I can do well in life. I will sacrifice. All of you sacrifice. You will pay the price. You will pay the price. You are serious. You are serious. You are not joking. You are not joking at all. You will sacrifice. You will pay a price. Something you like. Maybe sleep or food or time to pray. You will give up something for God. For God. For God. And I tell you, as you give up for God, God will give you much fruits. God will give you much fruits. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Lift your hand this morning. Lift your hand. All those in front. Father, thank you for every one of these young ladies. They're all ladies. Ah, amazing. Shabakataya. They're all ladies. And one gentleman. Two gentlemen. Lord, thank you for every one of these young ladies as they stand here to declare their willingness to pay something to please you and to invoke the powers of the world to come. I pray, God, for every one of them that as they pay this price, may they buy something supernatural that will appear in their lives in the name of Jesus. May something amazing that they have not counted on fall into their hands by this service of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for something called a miracle. A miracle. May a miracle happen in their lives. Give them good grades. Give them good characters. Help them in their school and in their education. Help them in their finances and their parents and their siblings in the name of Jesus. As they pay a certain price to know you and to serve you, Lord, do them good things in return in the name of Jesus. I pray for something called favor. 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 That you receive help from somewhere. Help from above. Help from somebody you don't know. Help that to make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, this one too, and that one. Let them see open doors. Let their door open for them. Let them receive an offer they have not thought about in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that as we stand here to serve you, let help come from heaven. Help come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I pray that, Lord, these ones, as they stand here, let them be miracles. Miracles. Let a difficulty disappear. Let a challenge be solved easily. Let something hard be removed out of their lives. in the name of Jesus. I pray for an open door, an open door, an open door, an open door. Thank you, Lord, that by this sacrifice we are about to make, great things will happen to us. Bless them. Bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shake my hand. Can I go back to your seat as you shake my hand? Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. We are co-sacrifices, me and you. We are co-sacrifices. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Tell somebody my sacrifice. Tell somebody my sacrifice is my future key to my future prosperity. You will see the fruit in my life. In Jesus' name. This morning, you want to bow your heads, close your eyes. Everybody, everywhere, just bow your head, close your eyes. The greatest sacrifice is what Jesus did on the cross. And it was to buy us our freedom and our passage to heaven. Jesus said, I am with the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. This morning you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are here and you are not sure that when you die, you will go to heaven. And if you're here like that, wherever you are, do me a favor and lift your right hand. You are here right now. You are not sure that if you die, you will go to heaven. You want to go to heaven, but you're not sure. Do me a favor. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. Just lift your right hand. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to go to heaven when I die. I really want to see Jesus. I don't know. I'm not sure that Jesus is my Savior. I think he is. I'm not sure. But I want to go to heaven. And that one too, I'm not sure. You are here wherever you are. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Father, thank you so much. So very much for every hand, every person, every life here that has been given to you. As we serve you, Lord, help us to see our lives unfold according to your pattern and your purpose. Let everyone here please you in all that we do. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.
He called me back.